Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. Ernest, what's up? Y'all know I'm big on doing your research, sharing your research, and giving credit to where you found the research. But I always get asked the same question: where do I start with the research? And the answer is easy. It's our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. Whether I'm tracking the daily movement of my favorite companies, doing technical analysis with their easy-to-use charting platform, or checking balance sheets, Yahoo Finance makes something very complex simplified. For more than 25 years, Yahoo Finance has been the brand behind every great investor. Whether you're a seasoned investor or you're looking for extra guidance, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. They're the number one finance destination, producing a holistic look at the financial news cycle, including breaking news, original editorial perspectives, analyst ratings, independent research, customizable charts, and so much more. You could actually securely link your brokerage accounts for a unified view of your wealth, including your 401k and other investments. A comprehensive perspective is what sets apart great investors, and it's how Yahoo Finance ensures you have the insight to look at your wealth in its entirety. With a community of over 90 million users each month, the real strength is helping you on your way to financial success. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination. That's yahoofinance.com. You heard me, yahoofinance.com. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. I use it. You should go over there and start using it now.
What's the blueprint to make money in a podcast? Let's get to this. We can say our blueprint if you're interested, but
what's y'all's blueprint?
All right. So
yeah, nigga, tell me.
Let's start there.
Telling Steve Harvey and these niggas.
I look at podcasting as like a bully pulpit to build your reputation, to build your name, to build trust. So you, the easy ways to make money, of course, is on the audio side, Apple, Spotify, from audio ads, and then, you know, YouTube, you get paid from AdSense. That's, you know, it's kind of like low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
But then from there, for us, the live event space has become pretty big for us.
No, that's y'all's bag right there.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to you for mentioning InvestFest 14 times.
We gotta appreciate that.
Come on.
I appreciate that. The live event space has been very good for us. You know, there's talk of a paywall. I want to talk to you about Patreon. A lot of creators are trying to fit.
Why his eyebrows went up.
Because a lot of creators are trying to figure out how to separate content that's free and content that's paid for. Yep. So like the Patreon.
Good
like
luck.
But it depends on what space you're in. So it's like for us, we're in the education space. So
hey, don't pitch me to death right now.
No, you asked me. Education space. You asked me what the
yeah, revenue but you pulled out your fucking PR little tablet in the education space and the live touring space. Nigga, I ain't WME. Are you talking to me like that for?
No, I'm saying.
I know what you niggas is out here doing.
So that's another revenue model, right? Then you could do merch. You can do collaborations. Nice. Different. So it's a variety of different things.
Mm-hmm.
What's your revenue model?
Wait, one last thing. One last part of the revenue model is that we bring people on who have information about industries. And so based on that information, we could look at it and say, that's a viable business. We should do that business. In fact, you should help us do this business.
Y'all shark tanking.
Pretty much, right? It becomes
y'all,
that.
Y'all running around shark tanking. That's a good way to do it, though.
It's another way.
I like that. All right, what do you want to know from me?
What's the revenue model? What's the revenue model for Podcasting 101? Professor Joe Button is teaching.
Well, we also are in the educational space. So we like to give. In the music space.
You're teaching at EYL University.
Yeah.
Your semester.
Can you do it in that voice?
Your tenured professor.
Can you do it? Because you got, like, we always talk about this, like, yo, Joe has probably the greatest
not
voice.
Not because this is what the people want to know. This is what they want to know. And a lot of people have not figured out how to make money from podcasting.
Most people
have not figured it out.
We said, good.
What do we say about
good? This guy's crazy.
What the hell are you talking about?
Why is that good?
Oh, please.
Why is it good?
Why is it not?
Because it's an industry where people are getting involved in. Why you?
No.
You just said Dame Dash showed you the blueprint of how to, he showed it. You just said
in
that.
In action.
Huh?
He showed it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He showed it. And if you missed that, then you missed it.
What I'm saying
is this. I've always felt like there needs to be like a hip hop SAT test that you take before you could get a record deal, yo. Some of you niggas got to answer some questions. Like, how do you hold a microphone? Like, some of the bare basics you got to know. Mm-hmm. If everybody just know everything with no consequence, no trials and trial and error, like, then everybody's just doing the same shit. No, and then you muddy in the water. No, because that's what happened. All of these fucking roaches got involved. Ed and my roaches. All of these fucking insects came in here, right? Said yes to everything.
Ah.
They said yes to everything that was put in front of their face.
Yeah.
Shorts. You niggas sold y'all ass for chocolate chip cookies. That's what y'all did.
Yes.
So then the companies put their pants on and they put their Teflon vests on, and now it's a cap on it.
Yeah,
because it's a cap on it, Rashad got to sit here and say, how's everybody making money? No, everybody ain't. Only the niggas that figured out and had some balls and moved with a certain machismo figured that out. So if you niggas are talking about, no, would you rather go on a date with Jay-Z? Or
take $500.
Take $500. Which one is more important to you? No, I'm not sharing none with him. Get the fuck out the studio. Get out the studio.
Right now.
I'm making a song. I'm making art. Yeah. You microwave manufacturers have come here, and now I got to have tough conversations with the companies. Because they feel like, oh, we got to die in here. You know the fuck you don't. You got that.
We gave 20 people that deal, so why are we giving you this?
You got that.
Yeah. But let's talk about that then, because...
And if there was some unity involved, then you might be able to come to the gunfight.
Well,
That's exactly why I wanted to go with you, because, like, what you're saying is absolutely correct. Like, we talk to people in the space, and, you know, a lot of times people don't share their deals, but some people have with us. They look at us like, oh, you guys are the finance guys. What do you think of this deal? And we're looking at it like, that's what you really took? Like, did you know the business behind this? And I feel like nobody shares the information, which That's leads true. To people taking the bad deals, which now when it's time for some of the people who have really figured it out, what you're talking about, that cap, that $20 million or $30 million offer that could have been there, when 100 shows take the $125,000, it brings it the value down of the space.
You're right in what you're saying. This is how I know another side exists, because I have looked too many of these people, ladies and gentlemen, in the face, in the eyes, and said, that's a mess. That's a mess. Deals that I had no horse in the race. I'm telling you this because that is a mess. Take it to your trusted people and do something different.
and they take it every time.
They sign it anyway.
They take it every time.
Because I had spoke to Matt Barnes about this, and I'm like, there needs to be some level of a summit coalition amongst podcasters. Not every podcaster, but, you know, top podcasters in the space.
For sure.
To understand, okay, what are they offering you? What is this? What is, because it's like, there's not a level of shared information. Like Troy said, it's like the NBA, right? You know Steph Curry signed for $30 million a year. So now if you're LeBron, you can kind of base it off of makes sense. This doesn't make sense, right? Mm-hmm. But nobody knows anything. And a lot of these guys are my friends. And I ask them questions and they don't fully give me an answer. Either they just don't want to tell me, or they don't actually know themselves. They're not fully educated enough themselves to actually articulate it. Either way, it's not beneficial to the space.
I agree.
And it's like, now you just got a bunch of people just like in the wilderness, not knowing how much they should charge for an ad, not knowing what industry, there's no industry standard because we don't know what the industry is doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? So do you think that that could be beneficial as far as?
No, that 100% would be beneficial. But I mean, you're right. I learned that people don't, most people don't, ain't coming back to share the information. The people that's up, they just give it. They just willingly give the information. But when it's that fight, when it's that fight to get there, niggas ain't sharing shit. There's a lot of ego and pride involved. I ran around for 3 years saying, hey, I think my deal's up when your deal's up. I think your deal's up when your deal's up. I think we should all talk just so we're aware. It's three different guys. I did that. I ended up beefing with all the niggas I did it with.
we
I ended up beefing with every single person that I did that with.
Same exact thing, but we haven't beefed with them. But they're looking at us like, wow, you guys are sharing all this information. Like, wait, I'm glad I know this now. I'm like, did you sign this yet? Like, we're about to renegotiate. But again, we just don't know, right? Like, I can't help if I don't know. And then when, like you said, when we go to the negotiating table, the company knows because they're looking at the deals like, okay, well, if we give them this, then everybody else is worth this. And there's only a few. Like, how many profitable shows you think there are in the space? And
which space?
You five?
Five or less.
Five? That's less. That's crazy. That's less. When you say profitable, what do you mean?
They make money off
what
the show.
What kind of money? Like $1 or $1 million? Like that's a relative.
Million. Let's say.
Yeah, because it's a budget. It's a budget. I'm in the red out there.
Let's put $1 million as the threshold.
Annually.
Yeah.
Net.
Yes. You think?
Show me five.
Show you five. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I mean, when you say in the space, I'm excluding the television shows that have made themselves podcasts.
Yeah.
Not and like, the news shows that have made themselves podcasts.
No, the true traditional shows.
It's not a lot. No. Wow. I don't know if I'd say five, but I don't know that I can get to 10.
Well, this is why, like, I have no problem sharing a blueprint. It's like, here, lay it out for you. Because the odds are already stacked against you anyway, right? So if there's some level of help that can be provided.
But look at this, right? Some of these people start their pod, they see the Google AdSense thing, and they're thrilled. So they just look to double and triple down in that. And they focus so much on that, that they're content. It's more money than we ever made. Even the ads. Hey, I'm getting $1,000 ad. Let's say $1,500. Doing two of these a pod. I'm just gonna take my calculator. And, oh, shit, I can make 10 grand a week or whatever if I'm not doing it. But some people are happy in that. Some people always look to the future and just want it differently and want more. Mm-hmm. Right? So I can't speak to that person that is only doing it this way. I mean, you named a bunch of them, right? Is what? Let's go through them. It's merchandising. There's live touring.
The paywall.
There's live touring / speaking engagements, those could be two different things.
Yes, that's a fact.
There's advertisements / integrations,
yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
There's paywall / there's pay-per-view somewhere. What else is there? Yeah, all of them is there now. All of them is doing that. So you should be set up on all of these places because they all pay out now to fucking TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, all of that shit.
Mm.
See, so now there's a bunch of people that's going to hear those things, and there's some more I'm leaving out. But there's a bunch of people that's going to hear those things and now say, how do I fill those buckets? The same way I did when my accountant said, hey, you need 7-8 streams or whatever to be a millionaire. I was like, oh, shit, I'll get there. I got one, nigga. A bunch of people going to try to fill those buckets. It's somebody else's job to go create more.
Yeah.
I.e. Combat Jack, Joe Budden, y'all. Somebody has to go add more buckets.
Mm. That's a fact.
So that's really the answer to this. The traditional ways to get paid is all right there. Everybody's value is going to be different because everybody's numbers are different. We all do different things. But who's going to add to the pot instead of just getting robbed or fucked in the ass?